America and our criminal justice system, which is why billions will immediately ban chokeholds and carotid holds. George Floyd would be alive today if we did that.
Vice President Mike Pence said the death of any innocent person is heartbreaking, but argued there's no excuse for rioting and looting in response to police abuse of persons of color. Anger over the decision that a police officer will not face criminal charges in the fatal shooting of a black teenager in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, is quickly turning violent. Alvin Cole was killed in February, but a district attorney says Officer Joseph Mensa had reason to fear for his life. Governor Tony Evers has called out the National Guard. President Trump says it's no one's fault that talks to forge a new stimulus package appear to be going nowhere.
We're talking about airlines, and we're talking about a bigger deal than airlines. We're talking about a deal with $1,200 per person. We're talking about other things.
Trump spoke with Fox Business News today. The National Hurricane Center says hurricane conditions and life-threatening storm surge are expected when Delta closes in on the northern U.S. Gulf Coast tomorrow. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
Hi, this is Lisa Downs, host of Reigniting You, a new show here on KKNW that explores a variety of topics and timely issues for making mid to late career transitions. I'll be here every Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock bringing you guest interviews, career transition advice, and great stories to guide you to what's next in your career and life. Gain a renewed sense of purpose for your next phase with a positive, forward-looking approach. Get ready to be re-energized, recharged, and reignited Wednesdays at 3 o'clock.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your Alternative Talk weather outlook for Thursday. We'll see mostly cloudy skies, patchy fog, and light drizzle in and around the Puget Sound today. High temperatures around 65, 66 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with a chance of light showers. Low temperatures dropping down to about 57. For Friday and running up into the weekend, more clouds and light rain showers expected. High temperatures hovering in the mid-60s. Clouds and rain through the overnight. Lows in the low to mid-50s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's really a good news segment. Here's what I want to say. We are navigating through a landscape which we have not seen before. But who are the people that are coming out to help us? What is it we don't know about not even knowing what we don't know? Holly O'Neill, Chief Client Care Executive, joining me here. Somebody that understands what consumer, small business, wealth management, client care, Bank of America is all about. And there's a lot to talk about in a short period of time. Holly, great to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Pat.
Look, I can't even begin to describe what businesses have gone through here, but I will tell you this. And, you know, for us, and especially my relationship with my bank, Bank of America, navigating the waters became a lot easier. But let's talk about client care, an approach to client care. In the days we live in, that is such a rare thing to even say. But it is a thing for you, isn't it?
It sure is. It is front and center. And first, thank you for being a client. And, you know, through this pandemic, I think we really tried to focus very much on customer care. And it is so important for companies to get that right because that is what will make a lasting impression for our clients. And at the end of the day, how you treat your customers is really what's going to matter to them through thick and through thin.
Yeah. What is it about your role that – let me just ask you a different question. Here you are. You are in charge of this. You are the Chief Client Care Executive. You are the interface. I want to ask you, what is it that you saw on the landscape of what clients needed, and then what did you do to snap into action?
Sure. So through the pandemic, you know, looking at what our clients were looking for, they were looking for communication.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to know what was going on. They were looking for flexibility in how they interacted with us. Some of them didn't want to walk into a financial center. So flipping to what we did about that, you know, we really pivoted to putting as much information on our website as possible as to, you know, what was available to our clients through our client assistance program, through PPP, and other things in the height of the pandemic. So really communicating with them on a regular basis. So, and that was a pivot for us, you know, at a time when, you know, all sorts of things were shifting for companies and people across the board. So that was one. Two, you know, our clients were really looking for that flexibility on how to do business with us. So using and really leveraging our digital capabilities became very, very important. And so our teams were standing at the ready to walk clients through how to do that. So we saw a real rise in people using our mobile app through the pandemic. And, you know, our teams on the phones were on a regular basis walking clients through how to do that. Because pre-pandemic, they some of them weren't used to using those tools. So we really pivoted to have our teams play that teacher role. When they were, you know, ready to use it, we were there walking them through the steps to do that.
So here's the thing I love about this, and I'm probably going to put you on the spot, but I don't think so. We have a whole new way of attending to our customers and clients. At least we do here.
Right.
We've made some innovative changes, and we actually are in the middle of a finishing technology over a 4-year period. So we're going to expand from 2 channels to 10.
Mm-hmm.
But having a financial shoulder, not necessarily to cry on, but to go to, I think now is one of the most important things for a customer. So how have you taken the feedback or are getting the feedback to adjust in place? I mean, you've got to be ready to pivot on a dime, I think, during these times. What do you think?
Yeah, I could not agree with you more. Listening to customers in a whole variety of ways is really, you know, it's cornerstone, I believe, to delivering great customer care. And so we have, you know, again, many ways we listen to clients through formal surveys, but we also listen, you know, I listen regularly to interactions between our teams and clients on the phone, and we take all of that feedback and we really take it seriously and use that to determine how we're going to evolve and how we're going to shift our business model. So that feedback that you get is so important for companies to really look at on a daily basis to understand, number one, where they're doing well, but two, where they have opportunities to improve and where clients might want something different. So we look at that on a daily basis and, you know, shift things all the time based on that feedback.
Okay, so let me just ask you, one, how do people find out more about what you all are doing? I mean, what's the best place for people to go? And then can you talk about, if you had 3 tips for people listening today, what would those 3 tips be?
Sure. So place to go is bankofamerica.com. So that is the best spot. And then, you know, 3 tips for people who are looking to deliver a great customer experience would be, you know, listen to your clients. You have to get that real-time feedback and be honest with on what you're doing right and what you can improve upon. 2, you want to deliver a great personal experience. So customers want to feel like they have a personal relationship with the companies they do business with. So being able to personalize is really important. And today that means leveraging technology so that you understand where a client's been, what their history is, and what their goals are. And then last but not least, and this is really important, make it easy. So give them choice for how they want to interact. Make it easy in digital. Make it easy in person. You know, more and more, those are the expectations, is having a really easy interaction.
One of the things that I get feedback about and have gotten feedback about, because we've done a lot here to focus on what do small businesses need. I live in the Pacific Northwest, and I would say that this is the hub of small businesses when you think about it. We're not known for big corporations like the East Coast, but the corporations mm-hmm. we have are the Microsofts, the Boeings, right?
Right.
The small businesses that shoot out from those, forget it. I mean, they're all over the place and they're interconnected. They ask this question. We need help to navigate through the paperwork. We need help. So one of the questions we got the other day on air was, who do I go to even help me figure out how to fill out the PPP forgiveness? And these are the kinds of things that are on small businesses' minds. Are you getting the same kinds of requests or questions? I mean, it sounds bizarre, right? But I am one of those people. I had to hire an attorney to help me figure that out. But
right.
are you getting some of that where people are like, I didn't even file for this because I can't navigate?
Yeah, so we do listen to small business clients uniquely all the time. And I think they have two things, if I'm to sum it up. Number one, they want the easy interactions, right? The
yeah.
simple things, they want to make it easy. They want it after hours. You know, they need that convenience. So that's one. But two is what you're hitting on. They want guidance sometimes.
Yeah.
And they need a banker to work with. So, you know, for Bank of America, we have a whole team of small business bankers that operate out of our financial center network across the country that are there to do that. So it is this, you know, this two-pronged approach of make it easy for me when it's a really simple interaction, but I also want a specialist available when I have more complex questions. And so, you know, through our financial center network, it's 4,300 financial centers across the country, we have small business specialists who are there to work directly with those small businesses on those more complex needs.
I love it. Look, I know you've got to go. I want to ask you again to please let us know what the best way is for people to connect with you all. And then I would like to know what you want to leave us with, perhaps something that we didn't cover today or that I didn't ask you.
Sure. So the best way, Pat, is bankofamerica.com. And I would leave you with this. You know, you should have high expectations of your bank. They should be there for you no matter where you are, digitally or in person. You should always expect them to listen to you and provide you guidance. And last but definitely not least, you should always expect banks to have your best interest in mind.
Wow, thank you so very much. Website, one last time.
Bankofamerica.com. Thanks, Pat.
Thank you so much. Keep doing what you're doing, because I'll tell you what, people don't even know what questions to ask. So thank you for being on the forefront.
Thanks, Pat.
All right, bye, everybody. Take a short break.
Take us with you on that morning commute. Download your favorite podcast from the Transformation Radio Network. Just visit transformationradio.fm.
TheAngelLady.net. 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 1-800-323-17...